CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are.
Hold up.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
No need for apologies.
Off, as usual, a fresh black ass. Woof.
What, man?
Black ass was insane. I know we say it every goddamn week.
Man.
I know we say it every goddamn week.
Every week.
I mean it more and more and more. Black ass was insane. Shout out to all the comics that came through. Shout out to everybody that watched on the live stream. Shout out to the people at Full House that always came through and showed fucking love, man.
They was in there
every Sunday.
They was in there. They was ready.
We had a great time.
They was in there graduating.
You was in rare form. You were in rare form last night.
Not me.
Getting them jokes off. You feeling yourself coming in here looking like juvenile today.
That was us.
What is this? What is this look you got going on?
It's so muggy out. And then plus I just got this t-shirt because this is basically my laptop cover. So I wrapped my laptop in my little Wayne shirt because I'm a whole nigga. And then I figured, you know, it's kind of warm today. So yeah, I doubles as a as
Derek right. owns a laptop cover. Doesn't own
somewhere
a laptop.
Right. No, I have a laptop over in the other joint.
Nothing is more
Derek,
black
Derek's
Air
writing.
Force One energy than walking around with a brand new MacBook wrapped up in a Cash Money t-shirt.
It's not even a MacBook. It's one of the little Microsoft joints. Little layer joints.
You look like
a little sliver. That's what it's called. A Microsoft sliver.
You carry a Microsoft sliver and a Lil Wayne t-shirt.
And a Lil Wayne t-shirt.
Microsoft, do they know this? They need to do this commercial. They need to do a commercial. Computers for niggas.
Yeah. Computer covers for niggas.
Comes in a Lil Wayne t-shirt.
Yeah, just wrapping in a t-shirt. Because I'm in the writer's room now. I'm writing TV shows, so I gotta be prepared.
This show is brought to you by a laptop and a Lil Wayne t-shirt. That's what we wrote this show. Nah, I'm glad, though. This is just for today. This isn't a new look.
Ain't a new look.
Okay.
No, new looks is going to be shades and scarves. Y'all know me. Get ready for fall Derek Gaines, man. Babushka God. I'm wearing so many silk scarves on stage. Niggas going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Bitches going to be, can I cover my hair in that? I'll be like, nah. Yeah. Can I wear that to sleep?
The sad part is it probably will happen. I've seen Derek manifest shit like this before. I've seen him do it.
High-end shades and silk scarves, man. Yeah. That's going to be my thing this fall, boy.
So let's introduce our guest, who is also a great manifester. I've seen our guests manifest some wild shit happen for themselves.
Absolutely.
Give it up for the returning champion, Karen
Feehan.
Favorite of ours,
me.
Man.
Miss Karen.
Thanks. It's been too long. How you been, love?
I'm thinking you should call it Micro Hard if you change the name of Microsoft.
Say it one more time.
Micro Hard.
Yeah.
Micro Hard.
Instead of Microsoft. You
Micro Hard. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not giving her a drop for that.
No, I don't think it deserved a drop.
I didn't even know all of the buttons right now. I'm just noticing how high we got.
I know. I was just going to say, do you ever have a high thought, and if you don't hold on to it?
Babe, your eyes ain't even open.
God damn you, triple grape.
You don't hold on to it?
Yeah.
It's going to go away.
We did something
really
silly.
I was like, say that micro hard thing, Karen. That's going to fucking kill.
I know. You just look like a little smoked out dog. You're like, we just smoke. You just over there. Just like, No, man, we fucking love having you on here.
Did you start going by the God?
A long time ago, right? So this was a thing this was way before even comedy. It was a funny thing. So it's like a 5%er thing. You know, Muslims and stuff, they call themselves
What's up, God?
You everyone's a piece of God. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what was funny was back in the day, I was bowling with some of these dudes, right? And one of them was real skinny, lean, right?
Yeah.
And he comes over to me and he whispers, he goes, yo, don't tell nobody, but these balls is too heavy for the God, right? Like, and that statement, it just resonated with me.
That's very funny.
Yeah, he can't handle a 16-pound bowling ball, but he's still the God. You know what
so
I mean?
You were like, I have more confidence than this guy.
Yeah.
So I can be the God.
Right. And there was always that thing of like, so a lot of my friends was calling me like Hove and Vito like that when I was mm-hmm. back in Philly. Mm-hmm. So that kind of became a thing.
And then Diddy,
I just started,
too, right? They used to call you Diddy?
Nah.
When you had the leather jacket, remember you
said? That's why they was calling me Hove.
Hove,
because
okay,
I had the same leather jacket that Jay-Z had on in the album cover for
Oh, word. So, word. That's
but anyway, he started giving himself nicknames. They were brutal.
Brutal.
Kodiak Bear.
Kodiak.
Ferrari Games.
Ferrari.
What else did we have to deal with?
One man marching band.
Vitiligo West.
That was actually a cartoon character.
It was weird though, man. Like, so he would develop these weird alter egos, and yeah, it was
all sound like porn stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Vitiligo West.
Yeah,
vitiligo. He had a skin problem. He had white hands, but he was
I get
black
the
dude.
Joke.
Yeah, because he was dealing with eczema.
Yeah, I have a thing about skin.
It's not the same.
So, you know, that was it was just cool to watch this dude have. We all tried to come up with nicknames.
So you were like, I want a nickname.
I threw mine in there. Yeah,
the God.
They called me the God. Here, okay. There it is. And okay. I remember some people was like, who the fuck did you call yourself the God? And I was like, yeah, deal with it. It was,
yeah,
it was funny.
You kind of got to deal with it.
It was funny at first. And now, I don't know, it's just there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't feel like earning a nickname. Sometimes you be at
that's
a
all
job.
All you need is a suggestion and you get it stuck in people's heads and you got a new nickname.
Have you ever had a nickname?
Sure. I don't want to say anything in my life.
Sure.
Nice, good for her little first 48.
No.
I feel like you would do good. Have you ever had to do interrogation?
I've dated a Puerto Rican. They ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they go through your phone.
Jesus Christ.
No, I have been interrogated in relationships before, yeah.
Okay, okay. You didn't fold, though, did you?
I usually just pull the cry card. I was thinking about this. I think it's funny when men and women fight, like, whatever, wherever they're at in their relationship, like, I think we always think we're manipulating the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, can we both think, can make a case?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Even if I'm bawling, even if there's boogers like coming out of my face and I'm like sweating and I'm like in a state of like rage, it's like, yeah, well, I got him to admit that whatever.
You know? Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Even
like,
with all the production.
Or you can trick yourself after to be like, I wasn't really that upset. I was just doing that. I was just acting.
I was going to say that because you said it very casually.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the cry.
You're one
of the first girls at least to admit that that's a thing. You know what I mean?
Like, all girls can do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird, right?
I think a lot of men can do that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That they can fake it? Or
cry.
See? See? That's so real.
You were where I was at.
Look at it.
I was weak.
Look at it.
I love you, but sometimes... Yeah, that bullshit.
Pete, can I do my stand-up in the parking lot?
Oh, ouch. Okay, fair enough. That was good.
Jesus Christ.
No, that was good.
Holy shit.
And that wasn't my suggestion, you son of a bitch. They the ones that said it to me, and I was like, okay. Like a dummy.
Yeah, okay. I like this. This is some Black Air Force One energy you can. You're going to get a drop for that.
Brand new Air Force, huh?
What?
Brand new
Air Force. Yeah. You haven't been here in a while. This is season 3.
Yeah, season 3 got a while.
Brand new Air Force.
Yeah. It was an Asian guy who was complimenting someone on their Black Air Force
One. I see a new
Ones.
Black Air.
Yeah. And we say it randomly and people think we're being racist. Then we play the clip.
New Air Force.
Anyway, no, we're not being racist. We're being accurate.
Accurate. That's what he said.
Oh my God.
We just mimicking what he said.
Yo, speaking of, all right, just an update on a competition. The Black Air Force Ones are back in stock. We did mail them out to the winner. Go back and check out Black Air Force One stories. If you missed that episode, it was a fun episode. Frank, since he outed himself, Frank's, I can't even say sorry you lost because you did it to yourself. Frank was the guy who didn't put his information. So we did a competition.
Oh.
Everyone was supposed to send
Come
it in
Come on,
there.
Frank. Yeah, He's everyone... like the guy who says, write your first and last name. Read the direction.
Read the direction, Frank.
Read the direction.
Read the goddamn direction,
And he didn't put his shoe size or his address
in. Yeah, Frank, you didn't want him. He didn't want him.
He just wanted to tell the story. Frank just wanted his moment
there
in the song
go.
With the story.
See, every person wants to be seen and heard, whether they, you know, admit that or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But those would be in the mail. Looks like
even the ones that hide under bridges.
because of their 1st. Faces.
So thanks for tuning in. We'll figure out another
we'll figure something
competition
out.
Nice to get competition. You guys a little worked up there. All right. So So crying on command. Go ahead, give us a little bit.
Crying on during an argument.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crying because you know you lost already, right?
Yeah, is it because you lost or
you
like...
You know you're losing.
Okay.
That's a last stitch. That's a parachute. Like, that's a last stitch thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, let's pull the lever on the tears here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not my go-to, the last person that I was doing this with.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to use not a phrase because it sets him off. I got to learn how to navigate my dog.
You're like a minefield of phrases.
There's a certain phrase that sets him off, and I don't need that.
We're waiting.
I'm waiting. Who are you talking
We're
about?
We're waiting.
Oh,
who are you talking about? Where is this?
So, the last person that I had to do this with, my ex there.
Miss Charvella! Miss Charvella! You talking about Charvella? All right, yeah, go ahead. So, I'm with Miss Charvella.
It's only a matter of time before she finds out, people.
you talking to Charvel?
You're crazy.
What happened with her again?
No. I remember
Why
had...
Why is he so crazy?
We had that thing where, like, hers was the walk away. Hers was the, I don't want to talk to you like this. You know what I mean? Like, and it'd be like, I'm not even doing anything. You know what I mean? Like,
I try to walk away. Most guys can just, like, smush my forehead.
To keep you from going?
Yeah, like big guys. I'm out of here. No, you're not.
Yeah. Now
they flip me around, send me the other way.
Yeah, you seem a little feisty on that. You got the Chun-Li look today too, which we appreciate.
Thank you.
We were just playing Street Fighter 2.
It's with this weather, you just like you can't have hair.
Up, down.
No, it's just all. It's like we're living in a steam room right now.
Yeah, New York is a bit of a fucking armpit in the summer, isn't it?
It's a nasty sauna, man.
Certain neighborhoods are, yeah.
Certain neighborhoods.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, where are the good neighborhoods? Obviously, I don't know.
You know, like Tribeca, Battery
Park. I'm in
Park.
Bushwick, man.
Tribeca don't get nasty. I was
probably little sections of it, but like I think anywhere near like the water, anywhere like the outskirts.
Tribeca
sort of.
Rich, man. That's where the richest
by
area.
By any
coast.
Park, like by like Central Park, if you live near there, I bet it's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Different tax brackets have different amounts of security that like there's just people that are around like
in different weather.
Yeah, we're talking
different
about
different climates. Yeah,
different climates.
You feel like poor people make it hot.
Yeah, are you nuts? When it's hot and there's poor people around, the smell automatically. You walk outside and be like,
because listen,
damn.
Poor people experience high temperatures because they create them.
But there's just not a ton of ventilation in this city, like the way that it's built. Like it's if there's no breeze, it's up and down. It's hot as fuck. We're just baking,
absolutely
baking the urine.
Imagine a homeless person with all that built up homelessness and then the heat on top of it, and then they walk through a subway car. Bah! Yeah, the smell, you'd be like, you can feel it on you.
Ooh. Yeah, the subway is
you know what? Let's, I mean, poor them.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, yeah.
You've got to be in such a state to, like, let yourself get to that place, you know? I do. I feel for them. They're mentally ill. They're addicts. Why aren't we helping them?
Because, man.
I try my best. I give them shoes. I give them shoes and sometimes money when I got it on me. And
yeah.
Some food that I might have.
No, I remember we watched you give pizza to a homeless dude once, and then we walked, and a few doors down, we found that pizza on the floor.
Yeah, that was so fucked up.
And Derek went back and shook it in his face. You ungrateful. You ungrateful homeless.
I did that?
I know.
Because it almost sounded like some shit. I could ate this. I could have fucking ate this, man.
I told Mark I had an idea. Mark Cuban responded to my story because I tagged him. I was like, we should give out QR code, just stickers, So then instead of a cash transaction, you're loading up these cards they can use. But the cards can only be used for groceries, water, food, real shit.
They don't want that. They want that.
You're describing welfare. They want you're describing EBT cards.
But in a more like EBT free-giving society, not regulated by the government, where like a regular citizen.
In America.
You know what's crazy?
You don't believe in humanity?
Not out here. Not in the USA.
Not in these streets?
Not in these streets.
I had an idea that would have helped us self-regulate child support money being spent.
Okay.
Appropriately.
All right, let's
hear it. I came up with this my
the
first
God.
Baby mom.
Go on, the God.
It was that because they got a debit card and they shouldn't get a debit card, I felt like they should get a satchel of dead mice.
Oh, I remember this. This joke never flew, but it was so funny. I'd be in the back dying laughing. I'd be cracking the fuck up, and this joke's not working with chicks at all.
Yeah, a satchel of dead
listen,
mice.
Listen.
Yeah, every month you get a big fucking like Santa Claus bag full of dead mice.
Right.
The dead mice are accepted everywhere.
Okay.
Everybody has to take them, okay. Right? But when you're doing it, we all know you're spending your kids' money.
Yeah.
Like, we see you sliding dead mice across the bar.
Yeah.
We see you using dead mice to get your nails done.
It's an element of shame. It's a good metaphor.
Right. And it gets rid of the mice and rat problem.
It's a good metaphor.
Well, you put them right back in the trash, but they just be dead. But anyway.
Right. But they're not running
around. But the metaphor is, like, instead of, because the way that we have it now, there is an element of dignity when you have, like, a debit card. Like, you can assimilate into society. You want people who need government assistance to be ashamed.
No. Not be ashamed. Be ashamed when you're spending it in the place it's not supposed
to be
spent.
But then it's not always a dead mouse then. It's only a dead mouse when you're buying booze.
That's the only... No, everybody knows what it is. No. There's no shame in paying with a dead mouse, but
Yes, there is.
You think so?
Yes, there's...
Yes, if I saw a human being buy something with a dead mouse, I'd be like, this guy's not doing well.
But yeah.
What?
Listen, wait.
First of all, there was a time when that was currency. Where a man was showing up with a bunch of rats.
This is in the 1840s.
In China right now, if I showed up with a bunch of rats on a stick, bro, I could get a pair of Jordans.
Yeah,
because it would be like disease 1, 2, 3, 4. Can take your rat. Heck.
Nah, they eat shit like that. So they would be like, all right.
They do. I remember Val went over there once, and Val sent this picture. They was selling rat on a stick, like
rat
the
on
same
the
way
stick.
We got hot dogs
that's
on
not
the
racist.
Corner.
That's rat
they
on a stick.
Rat
got it over there
with the shish kebab stick.
Right through it.
You looking it up, Dylan?
You looking it up?
Asians, rat on a stick. And you will find it. And they'll probably sell it here in Chinatown,
too. I feel like I've had some questionable gyros before.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to China?
That's a rat.
Boom.
That's rat meat.
Boom. No shame.
You cut the head and the tail off on the corners. Tell me that's chicken.
General chicken, bro.
I'll believe you.
It's general chicken.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Rat meat.
Have you been to fucking Chinatown late night?
I used to live on Eldridge Street.
Have you ever seen a cat running around?
Yeah. Chasing rats?
There's nothing there. That whole place smells like fish at night, not a cat in sight.
And it's a lot of fish.
Not a cat in sight. Right up there with the Range Rover Challenge. Find me a picture of a cat in fucking Chinatown.
Wow.
I mean, they have them in all
they
the windows.
They be in Bushwick
going,
not doing shit. Watch. They be playing with the phone now.
Ever have a friend that has a guy? Nobody can find something, but your friend, he's got a guy. Well, I've got your guy for auto parts. It's rockauto.com. They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy. I'm telling you, rockauto.com has all the parts you need in stock at reliable low prices. If you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. It feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at low prices. So go check out rockauto.com. If you're looking for auto parts, Rock Auto is your guy. And let me tell you, if we send you at checkout, you tell them, I know about this from NNFA podcast. Kidding. There's a box to put the show name in. So once more, rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Let's get back into it. Dude, that is the thing too. Even if you have an Asian friend, they will not explain that shit to you.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're like, what does this mean? you're next.
The cat to do the thing with the arms, right?
And the eyes too. Yes.
What is?
They will not explain it to you.
COVID-25.
Dude, I've been to people's houses that have like shrines and incense burning in it, and they're just like, yeah, come on to the back.
That's I always thought it made the wings taste better.
Yep.
Because they be having them at the Chinese store, too. I'd be like, yeah, man, I guess this is what makes the wings wings.
Do you ever go into somebody's house where they have wind chimes and stuff that looks like it should be, like, touched and fuck with, and they'll look at you when you touch them?
Yeah.
Like, you ever go into a wind chime and go, ooh, and the person's like,
yeah.
Nah. What did you want me to do, not put my finger on
That's
this?
That's like those people, I know, like, what is that store, whatever.
Anthropology?
Yeah, Anthropology.
What?
They got, like, a bike.
That's my store, Dave.
Yeah, but they got, like, a fully functional bike that, like, sits on people's table.
Oh, okay.
And all the time when kids come in the house, that's the first thing they go and grab for. Yeah, and they're all like, can you get that? And it's like, well, why the fuck would you have a toy
in your
living room?
And not let them play
with toys.
Listen, that's why I leave my dildos out. I'm like, my toys are your toys. Everybody has fun. Everybody has fun.
Have you ever given a dildo to another girl?
No.
That's really? A gift. Like, not a used one, a nice.
Oh, no.
Like a new model from, like, somewhere.
I would, though.
Yeah?
Sure.
That is a weird line that gets crossed there.
What do you mean?
Girls do that. Girls get to cross that line.
Well, I could probably get them for free, you know, because I got those followers. So I could be like, hey, to a dildo company, let me get a couple dildos, and they'll send me a couple. Give one for me, one to my friend.
I guess so. But, like, even if Dylan got free pussies in the mail and was like, yo, you want one?
You're not going to accept it?
Still
you're
going to
need, like, proof of that it's still sealed and it never got...
It's not about that. I think it's just like
Dylan's little noodle.
It's not about him fucking it. It's about like, nah, that doesn't come from like my boy. You know
the
what
only
I mean?
Thing,
like,
the only thing I ever got close to that it was I taped the tip drill video on
what?
Tip drill. You ever?
You got to speak white.
Oh, sorry. Nelly had a song back in the day that was called Tip Drill. It came on BET Uncut.
Yeah.
And it was one of the greatest booty shaking.
BET is a channel.
I know what BET is.
BET is Black Entertainment.
I used to date my hip hop dance teacher. He was on BET.
He was a Jewish guy.
No, he wasn't.
It was Darren's Dance Groups? Anyway, so she didn't answer anything, so maybe that was it. But no.
No, it wasn't. But, Anthony
Rue. Okay, cool. Nelly had one of the greatest booty shaking videos where he had the greatest strippers I've ever seen on that video. So, you know, push come to shove, I did jerk off to it.
Yeah, they got naked on it.
So I made a tape and gave it to my homie. He was like, nigga, you can see this. And then that was the furthest I got at sending a friend something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, I guess it's interesting, right? Some guys I think are really open and probably want to talk about the different porn they like and this and that. But like some guys probably want to keep it to themselves and it's not part of like a casual conversation.
It's weird. It's a casual conversation for me, but not for this circle.
It's
for
not
some reason.
Because porn is just it's a pick me up. It's just like, you know, motherfuckers drink to pick themselves up. Like I don't like admitting the fact that I drink.
I'm just catching that
Red Bull.
Fucking with you.
Yeah, like I don't like to admit that. Like porn is Red Bull to me. It's just like,
oh, that's a guilty pleasure.
Next stop. It's just like let me get to the next stop because I'm feeling. Because I'm evil in my mind. I know what this is.
Oh, you
got to
get the sin out real fast.
Exactly.
You got to get the body booger out.
I don't like
out.
Talking about getting the sin out. What's your get the sin out method? I don't. I just go.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like porn.
That's also like talking about would you just pray for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was you praying about?
Yeah. See, I like I love porn, and I feel like there will never be enough porn.
Okay.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'm interested.
But I feel like, and I don't have, there's not enough time. You can't just like jerk off all day to, you know what I mean? Like it is something that there has to be a finite amount of time if you're going to, I think, like pleasure yourself. But like you, I think it's a part of like mental health and it's good for you. It's good for your skin. There's been a lot of studies. It's good for stress, release. It's good for all that shit.
What are you talking about? Coming versus porn. Right.
I thought, if I'm watching, I don't just watch porn for porn.
See,
if I'm
that's what
porn,
I was about
I'm
to say. I feel like we should watch more just to be watching it because these people are putting a lot of work into this content.
I agree with you. I would agree with you. Like, and like, you know, just like in adult settings and stuff, just like taking in some like adult films, like as a group. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Me neither.
You see it? Did you see it? Oh, that, ready? No.
We're too far. Karen wants to
almost
have
almost fell off that edge.
No, we got an idea now. We're doing a porn party.
Count me out.
Karen's porn party.
Count me out.
No.
We didn't invite you yet.
Yeah. It's like Thanksgiving, but it's different. You know what I mean? Okay, we're just going to hang out, have some chips and porn.
That's great.
Porn will just play for, you know, in the background.
One of my favorite kinds of porn are these, like, bar scenes, right? They're like the humiliation ones. Have you seen, you know what I'm talking about? There's one chick who's typically like the ringleader, and then there's like a chick who's getting dominated, and she like brings everybody in, and she's like, "Oh, we wiped the cum with your hair," and it's all very like public humiliation, like spectacle.
I have never seen that.
Wow. It's a good genre.
Okay, what is it called? Do you know?
Public humiliation.
It's called public humiliation.
Yeah.
Jesus, I would have never even put those two words in the search queue.
Well, people do when they look for your comedy.
Good for you. Oh shit, that's how that works.
Fuck you, Dave Tempest.
Hey! Bam, 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 bam! Caribbean. Like that a lot. Yeah.
Just fucking around.
But no, like the content, like these motherfuckers, they really work hard. You know what I mean?
Especially
like the couples.
Yes.
I feel bad for the couples that are in like high rent apartments where you're like, that scenario of just having to.
Keep
stop fighting
up.
With your partner and then be like, look, we need to record. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to get content done today, you know?
You would hope they'd be smart enough to backlog some stuff. Like, let's keep some videos in the can so we can do a slow release.
Oh, I feel like those all get released later, like on Revenge. You ever see like those couples where now for some reason they have a 72-minute video and it's like 10 videos all mashed together.
You're really into like a voyeurism type thing.
Natalie shook her head yes as I was saying it.
Did you mean in a porn way or in a non-porn way? I'm thinking of YouTubers who...
No, I'm in a porn way. Yeah, in a porn way.
Never mind. Because that's like a big...
Whatever.
Just from the description that you gave, it was like reminds me of those YouTube couples that'll like post it. Hour-long video of why.
No. This will be like all
that's
the scenes.
That dumb shit.
I feel like they just broke up and they wanted to get their hard drive emptied out. You know what I mean? Like, get all that shit out of there. I don't consider that voyeurism, though, but...
No, I'm just like you like specific couple. Like, do you like homemade porn?
No. I do because that shit is real. That's like the only place you're going to see any hair. You know what I mean?
Sure. I know. Right? And like then like kick like a stuffed animal off the bed. It's like, oh, I'm still in.
Although amateur porn does put me on the angles also.
Yeah. Because
I think figuring out when I found out the guys were taking like the same things that we record our sets with, you know, that octopus looking tripod, and they're wrapping it around the ceiling fan arms to film from over the bed. And I'm like, these guys are fucking geniuses. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I like that shit.
I mean, all you really need is like a wide shot and a handheld, and you're in business, I think.
What's your OnlyFans?
Stationary can. Oh, yeah. How's the podcast coming along?
It's good.
Yeah?
You know, every week, I just keep plugging along, having fun. I have to get you on.
We'll do plugs where you could do that again better. My bad. I threw that to you like a no-look pass, and you fucked it all up.
Can I be? It's because I'm like a week behind. So like I was having an honest reaction. It's like, well, I actually have to fucking record tomorrow. I'm like, I'm gonna be like a week late.
Okay.
Podcasts are stressful, aren't they?
It's because my, you know, your producer says words like algorithm and schedule, and you're like, shut up, nerd. Schedule. Why don't you schedule?
At least you have a nerdy
back on
one.
Schedule.
We have a producer that thinks he's cool. We got another nerd, but she doesn't talk much. But yeah.
Who's the producer that thinks he's cool? I don't know.
Yeah, you're looking at him. Who are you looking at?
Eric produces. Oh, no. I know I'm cool, but I know I don't produce shit. I'm cool, but I don't produce a motherfucking thing. That's they talking about you. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Dylan, I forgot to send you these videos. Let's do plugs, and then we'll get some videos. You look like you're about to walk out.
No, I'm just stretching my back. Just getting those obliques.
This is also why I couldn't have been a teacher. I respond to everything weird little kids
do. What are you doing,
do.
You little...
What, you leaving?
What are you going? Where are you trying to go?
Teacher, you about to go? Nah, man. I just raised my hand. I'm just going to sharpen my pencil.
Yeah. All right, man. Quick plugs, man.
Where the fuck you going?
First and foremost, the campaign, change your promo code. I don't know if it's going to work. We were just looking to check it out. And now, at this point, listeners, we need your help.
We can't figure this the fuck out.
Here's the deal. Lewis has enough money, right? We want you to change your code from RAP to NNFA. But
you're
we don't know how
Lewis
to do it.
Yeah. So
we're called pirates.
Yes. He's already gonna have the listenership. He owns the company. He doesn't need the promo code.
You don't need
the
promo code.
Right.
Change your promo code.
Yeah.
If you subscribed in the last year and you're already paying the current price, just unsubscribe and resubscribe with our code. If you're grandfathered in on Gas Digital pricing, send an email and say that you want to change your code to NNFA, and I'm sure Bobby or someone on the tech side can switch it.
Yeah.
So that'd be the best way of doing it.
And if you do that, I guess we'll give you an email address so you can get another free week of Karen's OnlyFans.
Exactly. So, one more time, if you're grandfathered in on a price, send an email to our text. We'll get you switched over to NNFA. And if you're on the current schedule, just switch to NNFA. Also, if you're on the code, you get the live stream for free. Every Blackass live stream for free.
And Blackass is a movie every goddamn week, man.
Blackass is an army, better yet a navy.
We're going to work on some road dates. But, you know, in the meantime, that's where you can see us every week. Like,
I am pushing
subscribe.
For road dates.
We
Matter
are-
of fact, if you are a fan of the show, throw some cities out on the DM so I know where to go.
Yeah. We should do that. But we are rapidly approaching 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. Very excited about that. Very proud of you guys for telling a friend and telling a friend to tell a friend, all right? Don't stop. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, and get those notifications up. All right, boom. Yeah, less than 200 people to go. Come on, man. Y'all can find 200 people. They're out there. The Black Air Force energy is strong. I feel it. That's why the shoes are always fucking sold out. All right.
Blah, ha, fa, hua. Blah, ha, fa, hua. Blah, ha, fa, hua. Yeah. Blah, ha, fa, hua. Yeah. Blah, ha, fa, hua.
Dude. It's so stupid.
It makes
blah ha fa hua.
Blah ha fa hua.
Karen, you gotta.
I want to do it so bad, but I can't with
why
this
can't
hairstyle.
You?
It's too much.
Nah. You gotta lean all
no,
the way into
it's
it.
Not. It's gonna be. They're gonna come arrest me.
Nah.
Blah ha fa hua. Shit, Dylan.
Yeah, man.
She was having too much
I'm
fun.
Sorry.
Real, nigga. That, ow.
All right, man. While he's getting a towel to clean it up, anything you want to plug, Karen?
Yeah, sorry. You can pull up my YouTube, subscribe to that.
What is it?
I need some subscriptions. Karen Feehan everywhere. Follow me on Instagram at Karen
sorry,
Feehan.
Karen. It was Karen's fault.
I'm sorry, Dylan. It was
she's
just like...
Karen,
can't say sorry here. Yeah, I did that shit. That's
yeah, they said there was no need for apologies, but I guess sometimes...
Where's the spray? Hand me a little wipe thing and I'll wipe it down.
This is the best episode ever.
It's going to be sticky. Sorry, I'm so distracted.
We still good on plugs, though. We still good on time.
Yeah, only Feehan.
They can't see anything but Dylan's back right now.
Only Feehan's is my podcast. New episodes every Friday. And come see me at the stand September 11th. I'm headlining Zanies in Chicago. Please come to that show.
Don't bomb. I thought it was pretty good. Don't bomb.
I know. I'm getting out of New York. And then September 16th. I'm in Scarsdale, upstate.
Nice.
And then, I don't know, Skankfest, Florida, November. And that's it right now.
Please go check Karen out. Very, very funny. Very funny on stage as well as on her fucking podcast.
If you're in Canada this Friday, I'll be there.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
If anybody's listening to the show from Toronto, I'll be at the Comedy Bar. I know you haven't heard of shit. I'll be at the Comedy Bar this Friday, July 29th, for my birthday. One show only. One night only. Two shows.
Nice. Are you back in time for Black Ass?
I am.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Toronto only a 2-hour flight. Didn't know that. So I'll be back quick.
Yeah. That's nice, man. All right.
Sorry, Dylan.
What were we talking about? I know this is so distracting.
Sorry. But,
no, you're doing right. I'm just trying to. It's me. I got to slow down. Because I'm like,
I want to plow through the next few topics and get it all done.
I've been real fucking agenda based lately.
Oh, you're an old man, man. You're itinerary, man.
Yo, man, my fucking kids, they be killing me with these TikToks. They always send me TikToks making fun of me, man. Like, because they like, it's just TikToks about dads, and they just be like, yeah, this is you, right? Yeah. And it should be, if it's weird to get bullied like that by your kids, but I also had to realize, like, yo, my kids is on TikTok making jokes with other kids because they can relate to dad shit. That's pretty dope.
They got a dad to relate.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. You know what I mean? Like, they know what that is.
Because,
so,
like, the other side of the coin of that is, like, you know, there's, like, TikTok memes of, like, not having fathers, of, like, going out the door. There's a bunch of those memes. Because, like, TikTok shows you the algorithm of what you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has their own TikTok algorithm.
Okay.
So if you don't have a father, that's all the memes that you're also going to get. It's just a bunch of people
that's
being
exactly
like,
what Karen was just talking about. Producers talking about TikTok algorithms. We don't know what you're talking
schedules.
About.
Schedules.
You know what I just heard?
I'm going to put that moment up on OnlyFans and be $20 this month.
I got you. I'll break you off, Dylan.
Yeah, right? Like, that is, how does that make you feel that you can generate money like that? Like, not money, but just even generating anything from just your essence.
There's a level, like, I mean, like, I'm a competitive person and, like, I want to do well in the industry of comedy. You know, I want to succeed at that first and foremost. It's, like, what I've always worked hard at. But there is sort of nice to have this, like, cushion to be, like, if you see industry popping up that you don't get, like, opportunities that you don't get that, like, maybe before you had all this money, you might have been like, fuck, you know, like, fuck. But then you can just, like, turn around and be like, oh, I'm rich. It's fine.
Ah, yeah. You've gotten freedom.
Yeah. But I'm not saying that those, like, twinges aren't still there.
Right. You don't have to bunge on them because you have a sense of self. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Does it feel like a superpower? You know what I mean?
A little, I think. But, like, there's also part of me that feels very much like I fucking deserve every cent of it. That, like, I was, like, a waitress for almost 15 years in New York City, like, while I was, like, pursuing comedy. You know, I had a fucking, like, 10 to 6 writing job for 2 years, and then we go do spots after.
Yeah.
So, it's not like I don't, like, know the value of hard work.
And you're not fat.
No, I mean, well, that's,
that's,
like,
pretty hard to do nowadays.
That's, like, the product. That's the product that's being sold, right? So, like, you have to continue to reinvest in the product if you want it to be of worth.
But you never
gotta
got squats.
So. Got to be at Equinox doing squats.
Tell them, Derek.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have gotten fat even when you were just thugging it out. You didn't.
What?
Like,
she's too small to get fat.
She could have got fat.
It would have been
fat Karen.
Huh?
Imagine. There's been some photoshops. Look up some pictures. I'm sure they're on the internet.
Karen Feehan fat pictures.
That's wait till weird. You see it. They give me, like, a bunch of chins and then make my ass, like, so big.
Right.
Everything melts. Well, gotten fat. I don't know.
It's not hard. It's not easy. It's not hard for you to resist it. But some people really, really fucking struggle.
I mean, if you want to talk about the obesity epidemic in our country, I'm there all day. Like, it's the worst thing that's happening. And we're not allowed to say shit about it because of this whole body shame movement. And it's terrible.
Well, okay. Why do you think you don't have the same triggers as some of the other girls?
It's an addiction. You can ask somebody, why aren't you addicted to alcohol like the way that I am?
I don't drink at all. So
yeah. Like, it's... I don't know. Like, I don't know why some people are addicted to food and some aren't. But I do think that...
But isn't everybody addicted to everything? It's something that everybody got a thing to. Everything is a vice.
Everybody's got something.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I have a food addiction. But I think a lot of people do.
I believe it comes from commercials.
Okay.
I think it depends
you think
on
it's
what
pure
you watch.
Marketing?
Yeah.
They're like, they're right. I like being fat. Sold.
You see that video I posted with all them filters they do for food advertisements, all the fake shit they do?
Right.
Oh, that's probably sick.
When they stack pancakes, but it's cardboard, every one, and then they pour motor oil over it instead of syrup to make
right.
it look like...
See what I'm saying? Like, that shit. Like,
you just gotta eat real food.
Exactly.
It sounds so simple.
And real food don't have no commercial.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you never seen a commercial
Correct.
For an apple.
Correct.
You never seen a commercial for a banana.
Nobody's hard selling fruit out here.
Exactly. It's the shit that's being sold that make motherfuckers fat. No one's getting fat off of apples and bananas either.
Nobody getting fat off apples and bananas.
I like to eat
apples and bananas.
Really
so yeah, ain't nobody getting fed off the good stuff.
No, but
we
it's just it's such don't you get the feeling of a sugar rush when you pound? Like, I've eaten like a bag of fucking Tate's cookies before, like when I was sad. I mean, like, this will make me happy for 2 seconds, and then after it's like you're just so sad.
I don't know about all that. I don't eat enough. I don't eat enough.
Yeah.
I don't eat enough in the summertime. Something about it, I just...
Because niggas don't eat in the summer.
Yeah,
people want to drink water.
Outside.
Smoke weed, drink water.
Like, when I was a kid, even still down to this day, if I'm out during the day, I will forget to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just moving around.
If I'm
around
moving around, I'm busy, I'm doing stuff.
Right.
I'm an on-the-go type of person who's like... I had a smoothie after I took class this morning, and then I really didn't eat anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna. At some point.
But you were focused. You also weren't sitting in being bombarded with some sort of advertisement. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You're not just parked on the couch.
It is the sedentary lifestyle, right, too, when you're at a computer all day and it's just like, oh, little dopamine fix here and there. You know, you just shove shit in your face. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, because even when I had office jobs.
Not me neither. I would get a gym membership to the really close to my office. I would go there on lunch breaks.
Yeah. So there are disciplines.
Working out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are endorphins. Yeah.
Because those endorphins, those are good ones. Those will last a long time.
Yeah. Did you work out as a kid? Were you a sports kid?
I was in the Boston Ballet, and I played soccer and softball and tennis.
Okay. So that's a whole different
thing.
You was
moving around.
Yeah. You weren't even on the weekends waking up just eating cereal out the box.
No, I would have speech tournaments on Saturdays.
Damn!
The fuck is a speech tournament?
I was in forensics. It was speech and debate. I used to do humorous interpretation. It was like acting, but competitive.
You do like
a 10-minute monologue.
Are you a kid doing this? Or are we talking?
I was in high school.
Okay.
Sheehan has got a lot of layers to carry.
I was ranked number 5 in the country when I was in high school.
There you go. She's a whole goddamn scholar.
We used to compete at like different colleges and stuff. I went to the Oklahoma like right after the bombing, or not long after that bombing. And or maybe it was
the Oklahoma
maybe it,
off.
Maybe it was a lot.
The Oklahoma off.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. It was so sad.
Yeah.
Remember that was like. Remember tragedies like that would just stand out for so long because they were like there weren't as many as there are now.
Yeah.
Now they don't stay like if we just rattle off school names like to talk about shootings.
But I think that's also because it's so like that media coverage. It was so
of the
much.
Oklahoma thing.
Yeah, don't and they were like we want more of that.
The little kid that he was holding. I remember like running out of who like had like his leg blown off or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's gonna sound bad.
Crazy.
I be remembering these shits, but I can't really tell you. Because it was always passing for me. Like, I was always, if I saw something like that, it was literally because I was walking into someone's house, maybe to get something to drink or something like that, and just walking through the living room while the TV was on.
Your household wasn't a news cycle household.
That's so funny.
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
My nanny used to watch the news all the time, but that was just what we did.
Yeah.
So I was always like, God damn.
When I go home, my
I have no grandparents
news.
Left.
They just always have the news on?
I don't have grandparents.
Nan always had the news on.
But you said your parents is like that too?
My mom, news heavy.
Holy shit.
Local news heavy.
Oh,
she knows
local
news. Oh, local.
She knows what's going on.
Yeah, my mom got on my nerves with that shit. I can't talk to her about that shit.
How many times do we have to hear this kid caught a big fish?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least it's that in your neighborhood. Dude, shit is just shooting, stabbing, fighting. Here's the weather. Like, what the fuck, dude?
And an occasional cheesesteak competition.
Yeah, but they open up. They just open up with all of the violence.
The longest
like,
cheesesteak.
I just like, that was the whitest thing I've ever done. I'm like, ew, this guy's a fish. I don't care. And you're like, people are dying.
Right. But I switched off
it's
early.
It's pretty depressing.
Like, I was supposed to watch the news when I was a kid getting dressed so I knew what the weather would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I couldn't do it anymore.
I probably aided my paranoia.
Right.
I always thought, I was at one point when I was a kid, when my mom left, I always go, I love you so much. Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
really? Yeah, I was that. Because the news was always on and it was
scary.
Always fucking tragic.
Yeah.
You was always losing somebody. Like, I was around Northeast Philly. So I was sheltered, but you still saw action news. Dum, dum, dum. My grandma kept that shit on and somebody always getting killed or beat up. So you'd be like, shit, I'm going
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. And that's what they sell. They sell fear.
Yeah.
So from there, all your pepper spray sales and all that shit go up. Yo, you know, do you own pepper spray?
No.
No? Yeah. Natalie, do you own pepper spray?
No, I keep a knife in my bag.
There you go.
Okay. Slap, slap. But I don't know anyone who owns pepper spray that's ever had to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets sprayed by some kid later on, like digging through his mom's purse.
No, knock on wood, I've never... experience anything too bad in the city. Certainly not.
I used pepper
not.
Spray at a white barbecue once.
What? Just to flavor the
season
food?
Season your food?
I sprayed it on the chicken.
Yeah, on the potato salad.
I sprayed on the potato salad. It was so gross. I was like, you crackers with no seasoning.
Can we talk about potato salad for a second?
What? I'm Irish, so
Chris
like
Faga.
Potatoes.
Chris Faga
Who's
was
Chris
very
Faga?
Upset that I would not have his potato salad.
What was
Who's
in
Chris
it?
Chris Faga?
Raisins?
I don't know. I don't care.
You wouldn't even try it?
Yeah.
And I it might have been decent. He's Italian, right?
Yeah.
It might have been decent.
It probably was. But I was explaining to him, there's a principle. Like, black people, we don't want to cross that line. Because if it's bad, it's going to change my entire outlook. You know, it's like...
No,
it's,
you'll just be like, oh, you're white. Like, what, really? It'll change your whole view of him?
Man. It's like, okay, you ever, like somebody and you
and then
like,
watch their comedy and you're like, ugh.
And then you're like, let's just not fuck. Like, I would, but let's not do that.
Not you. I'm just saying, I get
you
that
watch
point.
The comedy, yeah.
No, you're like, I know. Hey.
Right.
I know. I just try to walk out. Yeah.
I don't want to.
Some people
that
are such good hangs. You know, some people have a really fun, positive energy, and then you see them like, and maybe it's not their stand up. Maybe it's something they're putting out, and you're just like, it gives you the cringe. It's tough.
Yeah. Like,
so I have a very hard screening process.
Yeah.
Now these days.
Yeah. What's your screening process?
You know me. Don't you guilty until you proven funny.
Yeah.
And then you mook until you funny. And then when you funny, shit, now I got to realign shit.
It's so wild that people behave backwards.
This guy's a fucking mook. And we don't pay mooks.
Like people who don't, like Mike Vecchione, I'm just waving at, like just like a killer, like moves like a killer, doesn't bother everybody, doesn't shake every fucking hand, isn't like a weirdo. And these people that are like brand new to comedy are just like, whoop, 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 like all.
A lot of handshakes.
You know?
A lot of dapping.
A lot of questions. A
lot of dapping and handshakes and who books that. Get
and then
the fuck.
Just like eating dick, like taking a show that had great momentum, you know? Because like I host Frantic, so like I watch a lot of comedy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of mooks.
It's like, you know, we get to the end of the lineup sometimes and I'm like, this show had momentum. It did.
Y'all fucked it up.
You did. And I'm like going back on stage in between bad sets. Like, I'm like, what do I gotta fix now? Like,
yeah.
But, and then here's my thing. Like, every time I've ever taken a real hit, like a bomb, like if I was new and I bombed on Frantic, I would walk out the door. I wouldn't say goodbye to anybody. I would just march my ass
they
home.
They hang around
it
waiting to get coddled.
My mind.
These
it blows my mind.
Coddling.
They post about it on Instagram.
They post about it.
Yeah.
Or what they'll do, here go. They'll talk about a nigga who bullied them because he called them on their shit. Oh, yeah, some comic told me I bombed. This is a community where we show support to each other.
What?
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, who told you that? Who told you this is a community? See, this is one thing that I hate about what's happening with comedy. Yeah. Even now, down to the social media requirement.
Yeah.
It's fucking homework.
Yeah.
Now we have homework. I didn't get into this job to have
homework. I got into a job to never do homework again.
Like, if I wanted to be doing, I work in corporate America and be preparing
if I wasn't a god, I'd
and presentations
be you.
At night.
If I wasn't a god, I'd probably
right.
be you. That's West Side Gun right there.
But now motherfuckers is coming through like, well, I not only do I do comedy, but I also make clips and I can promote. I'm proficient in TikTok.
I find that if I wake up at 3:30 in the morning and post on TikTok,
I can make sure that your club gets proper exposure.
Oh my god!
On the emerging markets, there are some media platforms that are in beta testing right now.
I know. It's so wild.
Shut your geek ass up.
But
nerd.
Before you know it, those motherfuckers on every show. You're like, God damn, man. And that's what you feel like.
I was talking to somebody about, like, does it translate to ticket sales? Is that a real fan base? If you're
well, you go to thing. But when they get on stage and can't rock for more than 10 minutes.
Right.
The fan base go, oh, we just got robbed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But for
that's
them.
That's what I'm wondering.
The
like,
younger
what are
generation, everything's disposable, man. So even a fan base. Like, I only need you to come and see me once. For them.
Yeah, and it's not about necessarily the comedy. It's about, like, the selfie with the viral clip comedian. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even about the experience of the show.
Mm-mm, yeah.
Selling it's about, like, tag, look where I'm at. I'm here. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're selling the sizzle.
I don't know.
That's it. Fajitas.
I hope to God, like, I've always prayed that, you know, when chicks take the pictures of their food,
yeah.
And they're doing an outdoor dining, like a bum comes up and steal it while they're setting up the camera.
That's
like,
so smart. That's the move. Yeah.
I wish a bum would just be so quick to go, all right, they're about to take a picture of their food. Give me that food and just roll out.
Yeah. Do you think bums have figured out what the fuck we're doing on the phones?
I like how you talk about them like they're aliens. But, the bums, that don't know how society works.
They came from a far off place.
Come on.
Like they're Neanderthals.
How long do you think it takes to get to that point of snatching food off of somebody's plate? Like,
I mean, if you're in that state of desperation,
yeah.
I mean, then you know, yeah, they know what we're doing with our phones.
Yeah, I wish it happened.
I mean, that's the question.
All power to them.
Shouldn't they snatch the phone?
Mm-mm. You can't eat a phone.
No, but you could maybe trade it for X amount of dollars that can get you more than a bite of chicken or whatever they stole.
See? But no, if they're setting it up to take a picture, it's a full plate of food.
I know.
That's in my head. I go, well, you
got
that's
it.
Payday
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to do shit except cry.
The person taking the phone.
No, the person that took the picture, all they're going
to
do is cry.
To the manager. I saw
a white lady get punched in the head by a bum the other week.
Yeah.
Lady bum. With a dress on.
Lady bums, do not sleep on these lady bums.
Jump punch this bitch. Jump punch one of them Fun Lewis, one of them MMA things that you like. You know, the jump punch.
When did Lewis get
it? Yeah, the jump punch in the back of her head. And all she did was cry. And the girl and the bum kept going.
Yeah, that's a wild thing. There was a bum on the train this weekend that held the train hostage.
Ooh.
And it was funny because it was just like, so no one's going to do anything?
It.
No one, like... Don't make me be the guy.
There's no vigilante anybody's anymore.
Well, I don't want to be the vigilante because...
Why not? You're a coward.
Because they're going to... Once I do something to him, I'm going to look bad. I'm going to be the one looking bad in that video. Like, yo, is this Dave fighting a homeless
only,
on the train?
Only the one time I felt like a goddamn G, a bum attacked the lady, and me and two other niggas straight got this dude up. We hoisted him off, dragged him down the
That's
steps.
That's good.
It was good.
That's
but
so
he attacked
good.
A woman.
Yeah.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're protecting a woman, a kid, an elderly person.
No, this guy wasn't threatening anybody. He was just on the train, like, screaming and yelling, you give me some money? And he's going around to everybody.
That's why I think everybody should have a tennis ball, and you throw it, and then...
I think everybody should have a bottle of water just to spray at the bum. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're acting up.
You wait for the doors to open. Go get it.
Go get it, boy. Go get it, boy.
Go get it.
It's got like a thing that looks like you shoved a 20 in it.
Yes. Yes.
Go get it, boy.
I'm going to tag Mark Cuban in that one, too.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Like really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. I smoked Delta 8. Smoked it at Skankfest when I ran out of weed. And guess what? Thank God it was there, man. Thank God. Because I didn't know where to go get weed in Houston. I didn't know. I didn't want to get myself in trouble. I didn't want to wander off into the depths of fucking Houston and the Third Ward or wherever looking for, you know, boom. Yo, Delta was already here. It was Delta 8 was here. It was legal. Boom. So, hey, listen, what is it? Okay, well, it's found in hemp and it can be legally shipped in various states and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly because you're going to be fucked up. So once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you'll get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it. Oh, man. Yo, Dylan, I didn't send you this video, but can you go to Worldstar? It's like the second video up there. It's someone called PETA, right? So people are kind of catching on with my thing here where I'm talking about like the ownership of pets is getting a little bit cruel.
Okay.
It's getting weird. You know what I mean? Someone sent me a video this week about like someone had a dog in a bar. And again, it's just like...
There's like bars that are like dedicated to dogs. Like that's like the vibe.
Yeah, can people go to that bar? Can people go to a dog bar without a dog or no?
Some chick brought a dog to the stand the other week, and the look I gave her.
It depends on the dog.
It was a good looking dog, though.
Was it a big dog?
It was a puppy.
It was a puppy?
But it was like, it was walking. It was clear. I'm like, all right, you walking the dog.
We still haven't figured out, did they ever figure out what the rule is on the train? Like, big dogs ain't supposed to be on the train, but nobody gives a fuck, right?
But the thing is, once you get paperwork saying that your dog is any kind of service dog, then nobody's allowed to question you further.
Such a white woman response. That is so hilarious.
No one's allowed
I
to
have a paper.
Question you.
I have a paper.
Paperwork for my dog.
You see it.
This is the contract of my dog.
She
needs to be with me at all. That is
so funny. It's like, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I'm a fucking psychopath.
That is like.
I need this dog.
That is the way white women talk to like three giant black women. They're like, bitch, get this dog off the train. I have a paper. Just like, uh-oh, they don't want to see your paper. But no, these people are doing something weird with this fucking cat. Like, they're having a good time, but it's like, the cat ain't having a good time.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about cats, so I'm like, fine.
Good. Okay, so you won't be upset by this video. Dylan, play this video.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You get audio on this.
Oh, no.
I don't even understand what they're doing, though. I have no idea what they're doing.
What the fuck? The cat.
Like, they with it. They're all with it. Who you with?
Black people are the best. Black people are the best, but the cat don't feel. Yo, the cat looks like he's having a terrible time.
When I'm telling you, when you go to people's house and they go, yo, close the door before the cat runs out, this is why. This is the kind of shit people be doing where the cat do not want to be out, you know what I mean? And you're like, where the fuck is the cat at? Y'all got a cat? Play the chicken.
Oh,
this
no.
is crazy.
Don't hold him by the neck.
Bruh.
Oh, no.
There's no way that this is not going to be considered illegal in 10 years, bruh.
I feel so bad for that cat because I like cats. I like dogs and cats. That's my favorite. I feel terrible for that cat.
The cat is.
I mean, they're not hurting me.
But they hold him by his neck.
That
though.
Cat is pure terror. Like,
who you with? And the lights off fucking with.
The cat's like, I thought I was with you guys. I thought I was with you.
And that cat, like, I really wish I was with somebody else. Bruh. I need a white family on the other side of town. This is some horse shit.
Bro, there were children in there, bro. That was like some sort of weird Klan meeting against cats.
Who you with? Like, who? It looked like they sent that to somebody. Like, yo, we got your fucking cat.
Bro, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We don't even realize we're on the wrong side of history with this, man.
Yeah, man. On some cat planet where cats as big as humans and smart, they're going to come after us.
Oh, nigga.
That shit was crazy.
And we can't let, and the sad part is we're going to be guilty by association. Because we look like these motherfuckers.
Who are you with? Shit, I kind of want to be there. They probably had some good potato salad in the back. Who are you with? Yeah, I know they seasoned that potato salad.
Oh, my God. What, like, how do you figure you even start that conversation with everybody at the party? Like, yo, y'all want to do that?
Yeah, no, it's like, do you want to hold it? I'll hold it. No, you hold it.
I would at least held the cat like this. Just, I can't hold an animal by the back of it. It just
like,
fucks
here's
with
the thing.
Brain.
Here's the thing. Like, the mothers, like, grab its scruff. Like, that's actually where, like, a lot of animals, you, like, can grab them like that. It doesn't actually hurt them. I think it was just scared, probably, of all the loud noise.
Absolutely. I just don't understand how you got all of those adults on board.
Who you with?
I don't know. I think that like they've done it a bunch of times. Like,
kill the
what
lights.
Time is it? 8:30? Yeah. Let's do the cat thing. Let's do the cat thing.
Like they were confident enough to post that on TikTok.
Yeah, episode of Stranger that's Black Stranger Things. That's what that was.
They probably like walked down the street like, there it is, the cat family.
Dylan,
hey,
do you still have it up? Can you, I just, go to the comments. I just want to see what other people are saying in the comments about this shit. So you have to click in and wait for it to come back up, but just curious. Are there any good comments about this video?
Curious? Like a cat?
Who are you with?
Like a cat?
Yeah.
That doesn't understand why it's being interrogated in its own home.
Unless you're going to read one to me, Dylan. I can't see it. It's too little.
Sorry, that MMA happening behind me.
Literally, Lewis is fighting in the background while he's trying to produce. This is why you got to change the promo.
This is literally why we're changing the promo code.
This is why we're changing the promo code.
We're trying to film a show.
That's exactly
what the boss is doing. That's the boss.
That's the boss.
He's fighting other comedians behind me. Change your promo code NNFA.
NNFA. Lewis.
Oh, shit.
Change your promo code.
Promo code. How do you spell that?
Looks fucked up, but it wasn't actually in pain.
Okay.
You fat fuck.
Cat.
Jesus. The fuck is this? You can hold a small cat like that?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Okay,
yeah, you can hold a cat by the back. Yeah. I just LOL.
Okay, so there's people just arguing, but it doesn't seem like there's outrage or.
Like
Peter
wasn't called.
What do you call
it?
Approval.
Peter wouldn't like that.
Of course it wouldn't.
PETA?
But someone? I don't know if there's anything legal. I don't know if there's anything technically illegal.
Oh, not yet.
Who are you with?
The wrong right white woman has not started squawking.
Yeah, no, no.
For this
the
to
white
become
woman that does cat audio studies on how cats don't agree with loud noises.
Trust
oh, yeah,
me.
The loud noise lawyer
yeah.
is coming.
There, yeah, once you get enough white women to see these videos and start squawking, oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. That's what I think would be funny, because you know that movement of let pets go is going to be led by white women.
Let them go.
Yeah, let them go. Yeah, that's going to be brought by them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are you with? I like that.
I thought I was with you.
What's up, Dylan? What are you smiling at?
Laughing at the. I thought I was with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say another comment was they raped that cat for sure.
Damn.
No, I don't like
everybody
that.
Always got to put
like
a
that.
Dick in something.
Yeah, man.
Mm. Well, weird. Speaking of that, my OnlyFans.
There you go.
If you want to put your dick in something. But you
wait
don't
a minute.
Wanna, but
and it's just you by yourself? Or you,
no, it
you
is just by myself.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah. Are you fucking on screen now?
No, no.
You're matriculated. Good work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vocab,
yeah.
Don't get mad at me for my vocab. He just said matriculated.
He makes them up, though, so I don't believe shit that Derek
matriculated
says.
Matriculated is
once
a real
Derek
word.
Gets some more forward,
to
look
what?
Up matriculate
multiply?
Right now.
I'm sure it is, but once Derek goes more than three syllables, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Scatological last night. That stumped everybody.
Yeah.
Scatological.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Splendiferous? Yeah.
Splendiferous?
Scatological. Scatological called everybody last night.
Splendiferous sounds made up.
Matriculate.
They're all made up.
Yeah. To be enrolled in a college or university. Yeah, you stepped up.
Yeah, I leveled up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But no, I'm glad you're still in there by yourself.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then you got to split the money with someone else.
Yeah.
True. They
unless,
might just do it for the love of the game.
Unless, yeah, those guys. But you don't have to give the guy money if you make him wear a mask. Is that a rule?
I mean, I don't know.
I've seen some of those porns where guys is wearing a ski mask. And it's like,
right, yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to be seen, bro? What's the matter?
Maybe he's got a weird face.
Or a wife.
True.
Probably a wife.
Probably a wife.
I'm thinking a wife.
Which is funny that he'll still sneak off to try to go do content. And it's like, all right. I'm not going to not do it. I'll just figure out a way to try and not
get caught.
You got
to get around it.
That's how guys are, man. Anything for pussy. Anything for fucking pussy, man.
And pussy is an integral part of the whole game. Well, this has been another beautiful episode. No need for apologies.
It was wonderful, man. Yeah, man.
This was a good episode.
It was, man. I had fun.
Not a laugh.
I always knew it was going to be that way, though.
You can't care for me. You come in, it's always good for
you. Yeah, we can't. That's why we like you on the show. We want you to be like one of our regulars. We're bad at booking. So
no,
just...
I feel like I'm a regular.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
feel pretty consistent.
Regular or irregular?
I mean, I personally feel regular as fuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be working out. You'd
I
be
take probiotics. I got a blue tongue.
It's still blue.
I'm trying to get these people to give me a like a free thing every month. It's like $30 a month.
For the probiotics?
For this, no, this Troscription stuff.
Blue
Canatine. Maybe they'll sponsor me. Never mind.
And it just gives you a pep, like a boost.
Yeah, pep makes everything focus.
Oh, like wow. Yeah.
And if you feel like you're maybe getting like a little sick, feeling a little under the weather, you like double down on it. You're like, all better.
Oh, wow.
So people are talking about this monkeypox. We didn't even talk about monkeypox.
Yeah, we weren't thinking about it. What's going
I
on?
I haven't been
it?
Thinking about it either until
you know
like
what
the
I
dog
know?
Park.
You know what I think is kind
yeah,
of
see,
fucked
the
up?
News.
They bring it up.
Why
they're
that's
the
fucking
news.
News.
That's my news.
Yeah.
Here you go. The only thing I think is fucked about, they really pinning it on the gays again. Like they trying to re-AIDS the gays.
Yeah.
Like they trying to give them this shit again. Like, oh, it's so fucked up. Because I, my girlfriend got a lot of gay friends.
Yeah.
So she's sad right now. So it's like, fuck.
Why? Are they getting it? Are gays getting it?
They like...
Oh, but they got it from being outside for Pride, right?
No, that's where they said monkeypox started.
No, it was here before that.
But they saying the whole gay sex thing. So you can't even get a vaccine if you're not a gay person.
They have a vaccine for monkeypox already?
Yeah.
That was quicker than COVID.
But listen.
When are they going to make one for gay
people? But it's exclusive for the gays. They made it exclusively for them.
That's, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it was like, are you a gay man? Like, they would go, my girl was telling me, her friend was like, I went there and they was, are you a gay man? Are you having? Well, you can go ahead and get in line. Like, it's
they,
like,
they point at
are
Derek.
You straight?
They're like, Derek, are you a gay man? He's like, depends on who's asking.
Depends on who's asking.
So what, are they checking guys' asses before they go?
No, they just you had to be gay to get the shot. If you was a straight or not, well, if you was a woman, if you just weren't gay, you couldn't get it. They was like, nah.
What if you're a lesbian? You had to be a gay man.
Nah, you had to be they didn't even let the muff divers to get it.
So this is like poop dick stuff.
Or maybe they think they have a vaccine for gay, and that's why they're checking.
Are you gay? I think it's some government shit. It sounds like, because they
eugenics.
Did the Roe v. Wade shit first. They did the women first.
They're sterilizing us, and we're not realizing it.
There you go. Because they did the Roe v. Wade shit first with the girls. Now they're going to fuck with it. And then, we going to get, I can't wait to see what they got for black people next. I can't wait to see what they're going to try to do with us.
Oh, another sandwich.
Another sandwich!
They don't kill us with pandemics.
Rib sandwich.
Yeah, they don't kill us with pandemics.
They're gonna kill us with a fried rib sandwich.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
regular
fried
shit.
It's gonna be a
that and
deep fried rib sandwich with ciabatta bread. Yep.
And they be killing us with ATM fees. In the hood.
A new TikTok
There's
challenge.
No banks in the hood, so you got to pay $8
TikTok
to get your
TikTok challenge.
Money.
Black people do cartwheels in traffic. Like, oh, shit. They're going to just try to kill us off. Ours is always barbaric. Y'all's is like planned out. So Roe v. Wade and now the monkeypox vaccine. Let's see what niggas get.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a chick post a video today about, because she's gotten like both vaccines, like double boosted up. Like she's gotten as much vaccinated as you can. She has eczema, and she used to have eczema under pretty good control, and now it's all over her face. It's like uncontrollable, like nothing she can do. Everything like she eats, like it reacts to.
I saw that.
I'm gonna do pictures.
I saw that.
That and keeps everything in line.
You know what's fucking weird about that shit is that's everyone's go-to. Is like, well, not getting any answers at the doctor's office, going to TikTok. Hey, TikTok, I went to the doctor, and you know the doctor said he can't help me. This is crazy.
But like, I feel like she went to multiple doctors. I think she's like legit frustrated. I believe her.
And that's the thing.
She got monkeypox vaccines.
She's got
the COVID.
Oh, okay.
She thinks she got monkeypox, but they wouldn't tell her, right? Like, they were we're not treating
I just saw this girl's eczema go crazy.
Okay.
But maybe it's monkeypox.
That's why you got to do Pfizer. I got Pfizer.
Me too.
And then my skin's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You an eczema person?
I used to have eczema. I quit drinking and it stopped.
Well, look at that.
What did
it's essentially
drinking?
Asthma of the skin, right? So,
is it?
Yeah.
It's basically asthma of the skin.
Yeah. So,
it's your skin.
I can't breathe. It makes it itchy.
I didn't know. Yeah.
I used to get it in all my like folds, anywhere where you would think it would be harder.
Like put to you like this. Dupixent is also for asthma.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really? Oh, steroid.
Yeah.
Oh,
everything
that
keeps everything.
Yeah. So inflammation down.
Yeah.
Inflammation is always, that's what fucks me up. You remember when I was riding my scooter at 6 in the morning? Because my skin was hot. So I needed wind to blow.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
I remember like peak pandemic when I first got back and I was scootering 4 in the morning because I couldn't sleep because my skin was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
Damn.
Like nothing was working. Cortisone.
Yeah, everything was burning. Damn. So I was like, I gotta go get some wind on my skin.
I've been there. When I was like really bad drinking and I would, you know, just ignore it because it was what it was, but I would get it behind my knee.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good spots.
Ooh, I would wake up.
The treasure trove.
I would scratch that shit till it bleed.
In the middle of the
That's
night.
That's funny. I wonder whether me stopping drinking is what made my eczema get under control. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely attribute a big part
alcohol can dry you out. So.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, only it's exasperating the problem instead of.
Turns that crackle lip.
Interesting.
Turning that crack and bleed.
Wow.
You don't want that.
Wow,
well, hurry up. I got to go. We got to go soon.
We're finishing this yarn up. All right, man. This was a great one. One more time. Tell the people where they can find you, Karen, if they're looking for you online.
Follow
for the new
me
people.
On Instagram, Karen Feehan, KerryN Feehan, FeeHan. Instagram, YouTube, all the stuff that I said before. Zany, September 11th, Chicago.
No doubt. All right. Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Come back next week.
All right, Dylan, say goodbye to people.
Guys, change your promo codes to NNFA or you're a bitch.
Dang. All right.
We got to find out how to get them to do that. Tell them one more time.
Guys, email us if your grandfather did on the price for gas digital, email us. We'll get you to change your code. And if you're already paying the current price, just unsubscribe this month and then resubscribe. Doesn't really matter.
Where can they email us at? No Need for Apologies podcast?
Nah, email gas digital like help, like support. Oh, email the support and just say, hey, I have this promo code currently. I would like to change it to NNFA, and they'll do it on the back end.
All right, no doubt. All right, Derek, man, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, it's the great boy. Talk to God, eat your vegetables.
All right, and I'm the God. Talk to me. Thanks for hanging out.
Talk to me.